is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what helped out the cattle markets today?
Leslie, I think more than anything, we saw follow-through buying that we saw take place Friday. Now, we weren't overly impressed with Friday's upside because it pretty much just got back what we lost on Thursday. Not overly impressed with what's going on after in the fundamentals as we saw our cash come in $3 to $4 lower last week than it was the week before. And we did see it mid-morning. Choice box beef up $2.03. Selects up $1.93 on a movement of 70 loads out there. And we also saw an estimated cattle kill day of 111,000 head. Past that, no real fresh news out there. Cattle and feed report Friday held very little influence on the market. And this afternoon, we will see the cold storage report. June cattle today gained 55 cents. August cattle, $1.22. August feeders up $2.35. October up $2.82. July lean hogs down $1.52, making new contract lows.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For pennies a bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of Diacon IGR plus Sentinel Insecticide gives you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator plus the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Try Diacon IGR and Sentinel Insecticide, the bug-free grain solutions for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7766. Tom, what brought support across the grain markets?
Well, it was nice support to see today as we saw the markets really profit again from nothing more than short covering by funds and managed money. They've been covering more of their shorts they hold in the marketplace. They went through some more technical areas. It gave us some really good gains across the board with our wheat, corn, and soybeans all having good positive gains at the close of the day without really any fundamental news to go along with the upside. On the close, July KC wheat was up 8 3/4, September KC up 8 cents, July Chicago up 12 3/4, July corn 6 3/4 higher, December corn up 4 3/4, July soybeans up 18 cents, November up 19 1/2, and July cotton 71 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 Go to Tom.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.